This is a continuation of the Holy Hour, number 10, for September. And the souls speak to Jesus. Uniting ourselves to the ardent faith of Peter and to the fervor which animated the soul of John when they received Holy Communion from thy divine hands, we beg thee, Eucharistic Jesus, to excite in souls an ardent desire for Holy Communion. We beg of thee this favor by the first communion thou hast distributed to thy apostles in the mystic supper of Holy Thursday. And the responses, looks like they're all the same, is going to be, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communions. And that's R-E-I-G-N, of course. So then, the next one, by the protestations of the love and fidelity of thy disciples, when thou didst confide to them the treasure of treasures, thy sacred heart, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the wonderful powers conferred on the apostles and by the institution of the priesthood, which will perpetuate the Eucharistic mysteries, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the uninterrupted holocaust of the cenacle and of the cross and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the inexhaustible largess of thy Divine Heart and the splendid victories accorded to thy church through the holy sacrament of the altar, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the unceasing marvels of sanctification produced by the frequent and daily reception of the sacred, of the sacramental manna, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By thy real and permanent presence for 20 centuries in all the tabernacles of the earth, notwithstanding neglect, disdain, and sacrilege, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the divine wisdom of thy church, which with a holy and loving insistence invites the faithful to a frequent and daily reception of the adorable Eucharist, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. By the love of a divine and exquisite tenderness, which has opened the shelter of thy Eucharistic heart and of the tabernacle to all little ones of a society stamped with decay, reign, O Divine Heart, through daily communion. Now it asks for a pause or hymn. And then there's something in parentheses. Ask with special fervor this evening for the triumph of the Sacred Heart by daily communion. Close parentheses. And then it says consideration. I'm looking for a stopping point. I'm tired already. Oh, it's a long way to go. Okay, consideration. O prodigy of humility, the God of heaven, the sovereign Lord of earth, has made himself the slave of men. He who gives life annihilates himself. He who has broken our chains binds himself. And he remains by an incomprehensible love, always a prisoner ever since the first Holy Thursday. He descends from the hill of Zion and plunges into the solitude of Gethsemane. There, falling on his knees, he prays. His agony commences. At this moment a weight of sorrow presses upon his heart and crushes it. In the midst of all this anguish, he cries out, sobbing, "O Father, strike me, but save men. Pardon them, for I love them." Close quote. His anguish increases. He sees passing before his eyes his executioners, blasphemers, insulters of his cross, the deniers of his gospel and of his love. And he repeats, quote, "I love them, O my Father, pardon them," close quote. He sees passing in review the apostles, the renegades who cast at his feet the things they adore. Then the multitude of lukewarm souls, men who fear to confess Christ, those who are ashamed of their King and Savior. And he cries out with grief, "I love them, O my Father, pardon them," close quote. Then are presented to his mind the army of wicked men without, what is that word? Without conscience, conscience, I'm going to guess. An innumerable crowd of revelers who profane their souls and the shameful misuse of their passions. Then the persecutors of the church, those who have enriched themselves by lying, the seducers of the people, the hypocrites, the proud. All these pass by, and the Divine One in agony repeats, "I love them, O my Father. I beseech pardon for them." Then come the mediocre and unfaithful priests, worldly parents, responsible for the loss of their children's souls, families with all their sins, societies with all their orgies, peoples and rulers with their insulting rebellions. Before his eyes pass by all those who insult the pontiff, his vicar. And Jesus, immersed in this profound sea of filth, dishonor, and agony, his voice quivering with grief, utters again, quote, "Yes, O my Father, I love them, I love them. Pardon all these guilty ones," close quote. And finally, like thousands of arrows sacrilegiously striking his face and transpiercing his heart, the names of the damned have come, that innumerable legion of reprobates, who, marked with his blood and redeemed by his death, nevertheless chose for themselves eternal death and malediction. Oh, then this divine heart breaks under the oppression of an infinite sorrow. His veins burst open with violent grief. Jesus staggers. An instant after, his features livid, his hair disheveled, his whole body trembling and covered with blood, he falls on his face to the ground and utters a cry, quote, "Father, I have come into this world to accomplish thy will. If it be possible, let this chalice pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done," close quote. He was still prostrate on the ground when the names of each one of us, yes, our own names, resounded in the depths of his agonizing heart. In that hour, he saw us, all of us here present, bringing to him a sweet consolation. He saw us come with the angel to strengthen him. He felt that we were sustaining his fainting body between our arms against our hearts. He felt that we were comforting him by our sacrifices, our tenderness, and our love. Since then, he continues to regard us through his tears and from the depths of his prison as his friends, as the confidants of his grief-stricken heart. For it is this same heart which beats here in the mysterious tomb of his altar. Let us keep silence and let the beatings of this adorable heart speak to us of its secret sorrows, its request for love, and its desires to triumph over all. And now it's a pause and another something in parentheses. Consecrate yourselves to his sacred heart in this holy hour, a thousand times blessed, and pledge to him an eternal love in the Holy Eucharist. Close parentheses. Night had come. It was getting late. Quote, let us go, said Jesus, awakening his disciples. Let us go. He who is about to betray me is here. Close quote. For an instant his heart shuddered, cruelly tortured at the sight of Judas, the traitor. He had loved him so much. He had chosen him from amongst thousands. He had made him his apostle and his priest. And this unhappy man, for a few pieces of silver, comes to deliver up his master. Judas stretches out his arms to him. O perfidious treason! And the apostate, approaching Jesus, kisses that adorable face which had lately received the kiss of his Immaculate Mother. Profoundly moved, but with infinite sweetness, Jesus said to him, quote, my friend, you betray the Son of Man with a kiss. Close quote. Alas, that word of ignominious reproach has come down through centuries, for there are always traitors who live only to deliver up Jesus. This class of men who live on the blood of Christ, who divide his tunic and traffic with his gospel, exist everywhere. And the Lord Jesus, because he is good and eternal, is patient and silent in his tabernacle, which will one day be a witness of their promises and the accusing proof of their treasons. They kiss him. Those so numerous, alas, who deliver him up to obtain an office which they believe honorable and to obtain vile riches so ardently coveted. They kiss him and perfidiously deliver him up, those unfortunates who say that they are shocked at his saving doctrine, when in reality it is the holiness of his morals and of his law which drives them away from him. They kiss and deliver him up, these cowards, so numerous, who fear the doctors of the law and the Pharisees, who struggle against God because he condemns their hypocrisy and their baseness. These Judases behave towards Jesus with a refined cruelty. They approach him with appearance of respect and betray him because, say they, it is a duty they owe society, an honesty of conscience, a point of honor, and a loyal conviction. I'm going to pause now. End of pause. I'm going to continue. Now the souls speak to Jesus. They believe no longer in thee, Jesus. They say they are disillusioned with thee, and yet thou art the only truth which never changes, the only way which never leads astray, and the only life which never dies. Oh, during this holy hour, we pray thee, forget forever and pardon the bloody outrages of all those who have sat at thy banquet, who were thy friends, even thy confidants, and who afterwards preferred to thee the husk of the earth. And the responses on this is going to be agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the immense grief which wounds thy heart on seeing the base treason of the unfaithful apostles who delivered thee up to his traitorous kiss. Agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the sorrowful agony caused thee, by the shameful flight of the disciples who had sworn to love thee until death. Agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the bitterness which thou hast felt at the triple denial of Peter, by the humble tears which he shed in atonement for his presumption and his deplorable weakness, agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the frightful deception which the blindness of thy people caused thee, when after having acclaimed thy name, they enthusiastically applauded thy executioners and furiously demanded thy blood. Agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the affliction which thou hast felt at the ingratitude of so many sick whom thou hast cured, and all those who though favored with thy miracles, nevertheless joined the deicide mob. Agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By thy burning tears shed on hearing the curse of mothers whose children they hadst blessed, and by the grief which the outrages of these very children caused thee, agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the deep wound made in thy heart by the despair of Judas, doubting thy ineffable mercy, agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the grief inflicted upon thee because of the innumerable deflections foreseen at Gethsemane, which in the course of ages were to rend the seamless robe of thy church, agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. By the mortal agony caused thee by the public apostasy of some ministers of the altar, and by the groans forced from thee by these unfortunate Judases whose blasphemies transpierced thy heart as the thrust of a lance. Agonizing heart of Jesus, pardon traitors. Parentheses, make honorable amends to Jesus for so many treasons provoked by lukewarmness and base interest. And pause or him. I'm going to continue, but you're welcome to pause if you want to meditate on the words. Whom seek you, says Jesus to the soldiers, hiding and controlling with a divine majesty his immense sorrow? Jesus of Nazareth, respond in a single voice, these men thirsting for his blood. Quickly the dear master advances towards them, presents to them his hands, bows his head, and lets himself be bound like a criminal. And, prisoner of men, his creatures, he delivers to them his heart anew. And you, fervent souls, whom seek you this evening in the Gethsemane of the tabernacle? Whom? Well, I will stop right there. Just a reminder, this book is available from joyfulcatholic.com. Holy Hours by Father Mateo. Got it large print and regular print. God bless you as always. God bless you.